Welcome back to the Omaha Baseball Village. Nick Baugh, Josh Peterson with you here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and that glorious 1620 The Zone mobile app. Previous game recap presented by Rotella's Italian Bakery, a century of pride in every slice. So Michigan, 2-0 over Florida State last night. Fast game because Henry for Michigan on the mound was wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
Pitched a complete game.
Complete
game. Shutout.
Three hits for Florida
Three
State.
Struck out 10.
I think Michigan's winning the national championship.
Their pitching staff, their
rotation is exactly where you want it at this point in time. Yeah, so I think they're going to continue to roll on. Just a dominant performance on the mound. And the fact that he did it in so few pitches as well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know going into the ninth inning, I think he was at 90.
Yeah,
so going into the bottom, I mean, like, what an average. A shade above 10 pitches per innings. It's like 10. Oh, man, just absolutely marvelous performance.
So he was he was wheeling and dealing in Michigan now. I mean, Michigan is waiting till Friday.
Waiting until Friday.
To play for.
And, dude, let's talk about this, too. The weather and how that affects other teams. Like, that could cause them to have funky schedules. And
totally
that could
right. Really
benefit Michigan.
Totally right. Totally right. Previous game recap presented by Rotella's Italian Bakery, a century of pride in every slice. All right, let's get to the injury update presented by Methodist Health System. Personalized care and expertise for your family's health. Methodist, the meaning of care. No injuries.
Dang it.
Nothing.
Yesterday we had a lot of fun with
thumb
that. No injuries.
We had nothing.
Hitchhiking and video game
Whether
playing.
You could give the thumbs up on an injured thumb to go.
Yeah.
I didn't
give
know
me
what...
the thumbs up. I can't,
yeah.
Coach. Then you're the thumbs down. Go
so
to the bench.
That's
good, though. No one's hurt.
No injuries. We don't want to rejoice in others' injuries, but
that's
at the end
true.
Of the day, we wanted to have some good giggles on it.
Daniel says Lakers versus Warriors is almost a guaranteed Christmas game, isn't it? I would think so, but man, the injury situation.
Steph.
I know the Clay stuff is like a game changer. It really,
if it was Steph and Clay,
yeah,
Steph
course.
Clay Draymond. You're
but
like,
man, no Clay, no KD. Like they're still going to get a lot of national television run. But you almost wonder if it's going to be like backloaded because that is when Clay theoretically could return in like what January or February. Like,
right.
When is the earliest prognostication for a return from a torn ACL? Now
I thought an ACL was like 8 to 9 months.
Whoo!
Right.
So he
tripping?
Says six. So like no, you? Would you say
8 to 10?
8 to 10. So
yeah.
eight months away is what, February? Like the All-Star break?
At the earliest.
Man, brutal. Absolutely brutal. I listened to Russillo and Simmons yesterday, and how about the fact like that Bill brought up the sliding doors moment of if KD doesn't play in game 5, the Warriors lose most likely, and Clay and KD never get hurt. Never get so one decision
right.
by KD theoretically because of the butterfly effect got both him and Klay Thompson right because they won
played,
that game
right yeah because you can make a case his 12 minutes was
that was
the difference
that was the
in
difference
that game,
in him
in game 5
and then playing in game 6 is when Klay got hurt. How about that?
That's a bad butterfly effect to go down there.
Yeah,
that's not good at all. But the landscape of the league is. Do you buy? By the way, real quick, the Rockets having a bunch of turmoil. Like Daryl Morey trying to say, "Hey, it's all good."
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
There's a little bit of smoke there.
Yes, Chris Paul still like. I think Chris Paul. You know, like you ever see a dog that's fat but doesn't know it's fat yet, and so it like tries to walk like it used to in between like chairs, and it's like, "Dog, you're too fat." Like Chris Paul, he seems to be one of those guys that
still thinks it's 2011 or
yep.
something.
He still acts on the court like he is in his prime, and he is not in his prime anymore.
No. No, he is not.
He was a demanding player in his prime. He is now, but back then, at least he could back up, what he asked of his teammates, and I don't think he can anymore.
By the way, there's a report yesterday that Anthony Davis and Rich Paul, according to reports, will waive the $4 million trade bonus
Wow. If
Pelinka and the Lakers are in on another max free agent.
Wow.
It's
$4 million, and he obviously is
but
worth
that could
a lot
be,
more than
I
that.
Mean,
but that's a big,
that's a big,
big
deal.
Difference.
I mean, having $22 million, $22 or $23 million or $27 million in like.
Interesting.
Significant.
Very significant.
Significant. So there you go. That was fun. I've been going position by position.
Dude, and we had other topics that I guess we're on the air till Friday. Can you save that topic, the other one that we were going to do for Friday? Can we do that on Friday together?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that Friday.
Absolutely, we can save it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Hopefully the weather hangs in there again. Looking like the radar is showing rain at about 2:40, 3 o'clock in that area. So we're going to be able to get 90 minutes or so of this game in, and that's where we will send it to. We'll send it to the broadcast booth. John Bishop on the call. Louisville, Auburn, game number 1 of the College World Series is next.